The idea for an economic impact analysis came from the people. Specifically, the board members of the Southeast Economic Development Association. They'd hire a third party to do it. It would take 90 days to complete. And Executive Director Gary White said the report would answer a tough yet important question.
What's at stake if the proposal doesn't really come to fruition?
Meaning, what would happen if Sitka Community Hospital's new management didn't deliver on their promises? What would it do to jobs, the economy? Mayor Matthew Hunter did the math. He estimated the hospital supported 200 jobs, including service contracts. He spoke to the $35 million state pension obligation and the immeasurable legacy of the hospital, offering Sickens a choice in healthcare. He concluded by saying he didn't need a third-party study to tell him what's at stake.
It's going to tell us Sitka Community Hospital is a critical part of our economy, and it's going to cost maybe $50,000 to do a study. That's going to basically tell us that it's a critical part of our economy.
The bigger question, Hunter said, is how to keep the doors of Sitka Community Hospital open and retain as many of those jobs as possible.
Either we go forward with the search proposal, or we make Sitka Community so sustainable, like so supported that it can operate well and comfortably, and we don't have to worry about it ever going belly up.
This sparked another conversation about revenue sources. Assemblymember Aaron Bean floated the idea of a ballot question, raising property taxes by 2 mills for hospital operations. No one on the assembly made a motion on that idea, some speculating it would not pass with voters. Instead, many citizens in attendance wanted the assembly to delay awarding an RFP until an economic impact analysis could be done. Assemblymember Richard Ween said the information was a key piece of the conversation.
How this will affect Sitka needs to be known so in negotiations we can potentially mitigate. This is the money you're going to offer us, but what is the trade-off?
Hunter considered that idea. If the current assembly awards an RFP this month, he noted that the next assembly could pursue a study in the middle of negotiations with Search or Quorum, a 6 to 9 month window.
Say it comes 90 days in, so that's halfway through our due diligence and negotiation process. The next assembly or negotiators on the city side could use that information to try to mitigate any negative impacts. And I think that's a good idea.
The issue seemed resolved, the assembly noting that the question of economic impact could be answered during negotiations. No one made a motion to pursue an economic impact analysis now. This upset a few hospital stakeholders in the room, like Dr. Marilyn Carusi, who said the whole process felt manipulative.
The fact that you're refusing to do this, and then this town hall meeting is so contrived, is very frustrating, very frustrating.
Citizens like Carusi also implored the assembly to give the hospital time to hire a new CEO as Rob Allen steps down. But the assembly seemed firm in their timeline, intending to award an RFP this month. Board President Connie Sipe told the assembly last week they've interviewed 5 candidates. They have their finalists. But the whole process is on pause until the assembly takes their vote on the RFPs before them. That will happen on August 28th. Raven Radio will broadcast the meeting live at 6 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.